for calling Doris and Jane with eSystem South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the husband and the dad trying to get a hold of his family. My second time for this year. My 320-something or whatever it is since I last spoke with my kids. Today was an emotional day. It just has amazed me how certain particular things have really really grabbed my heart. I've mentioned, it's on the website about the Chibuk schoolgirls, and it hit me real hard for whatever reason, because like I say, there are thousands of these within that community, and it's just these 300 just hit hard, and later I found out that it's a Christian organization. And then when back June or whatever it was, when 80 some were released, and I watched the one guy hold his daughter, and I really felt a kinship with him. It hit me really hard. And other things like that have happened, with a couple specific kids in Syria. And today on the website, I know you don't look, but there's a section there under the saga Children of War. Because I've been watching how RT has been, making a news story about how they're finding kids who are, of Russian heritage, their dad or both parents were part of ISIS and they're dead, and now they're being reunited with your moms or grandparents or things of that nature. And, they were showing one or two, and it got up to about five, six or whatnot. And I found out today from a news report, they're at 95. And it's kind of like, wow. Out of a million plus, but still. And these kind of things is what gives me hope. Because that's very much against the odds. I've watched some of the reuniting a child with his grandparents, and I can just imagine what it's like, radically different culture and whatnot, but it gives me hope, and I'm going to continue to live in that hope for my kids and for my wife, because I love you all.